Psalm 26 Preface. Every true Christian must forsake and avoid the fellowship of the ungodly. At Rome, one must do as Rome does. Therefore, the farther away from the congregation of the wicked, the safer. Neither must we carry water on both shoulders, or halt between two opinions. Unto the church of the Laodiceans, the Lord sent this threatening message, Because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. No fountain can yield both salt water and fresh. No one can belong both to the congregation of the wicked and to the congregation of the righteous. True Christians must remain steadfast in the confession of the truth and a holy life unto their end. Having once put the hand to the plow, we must not look back like Lot's wife, or with the Israelites, crave again the flesh pots of Egypt. We abhor and flee from those suffering with pestilential and other contagious diseases, that we may not be infected by them. How much rather should we flee the poison of false doctrines and the evil examples of the wicked, lest we be infected by them to the destruction of both body and soul? Do not be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. A like warning is contained in the 26th Psalm. Prayer for the Deliverance of the Innocent. A Psalm of David. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. Summary. This psalm might seem to conflict with the preceding one, in which David, confessing also the sins of his youth, implored the forgiveness of God, whereas he here appeals to his integrity and his walking in innocency. But this apparent discrepancy is not difficult to understand. Before God, we must not be such dissemblers as to appeal for righteousness to our integrity and morality, as the Pharisees trusted in themselves that they were righteous in their own works of piety. For such deceitful workers will not go to their house justified. Before God, we must confess ourselves guilty of all sins, also of those which we do not know, and must appeal to the gracious promise of forgiveness in Christ, acknowledging freely that we must live alone by grace. Yet this, our profession, we should adorn with a life as to be able, when men hate us and speak evil of us, to appeal to our integrity and innocency, as David did towards Saul. Hence, on the day of rest, we should frequent the house of God to learn His word, and in the week reduce to practice what we have heard. Prayer. Lord Jesus, abide with us in these latter evil days. Grant to thy church true shepherds and faithful pastors, who will preach thy word in its purity, and will lead us in the way of truth. Preserve our souls from being deluded by wisdom, falsely so called, and the teachings of men who walk after their own thoughts, and keep us steadfast in thy word unto our end. Amen.